Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered her first State of the State address last night in Lansing. We wanted to get reaction to the speech. We start with the House Appropriations Chairman, who is our local state representative from Port Huron, Shane Hernandez. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What did you think of the speech last night?
Well, I think she outlined a pretty robust agenda. I was hoping for a little more details in some areas, but looking forward to seeing her budget come out on March 5th and seeing some more details on road funding and education funding, and looking forward to work forward with her on those issues.
That seems to be the consensus, is not a lot of detail, and she has said, well, just wait till the budget comes out, which is what, next week sometime?
It'll be March 5th.
March 5th, okay. So at that point, there will be a little more detail into how much is going to be spent and where that money is going to come from. When it comes to road funding, this is something you and I have talked about a lot. What would you favor to fix the damn roads, as Governor Whitmer said again last night?
Well, of course, I've always favored more scrutiny on how we're spending the money, different methods of letting construction projects out, different materials, finding every efficiency within the existing budget. We're still in our period of increase from 2015, so I think looking at putting more money on top of that right now is probably not the best idea, but we do need to look forward beyond the next 2 years when those increases stop.
That's one thing that a lot of people aren't talking much about, is the fact that we have increased road spending, and I know that it doesn't feel like it when you're bumping your way down I-69, but there is more money being spent on roads this coming year and next year than there was just a few years ago.
That's correct, and if you look at transportation spending in Michigan going back several years, you would be below the $4 billion mark, and we reached $5 billion in this past budget.
What about education? She talked a little bit about that. Again, not much in the way of detail, but do we need to spend more on schools in Michigan?
Yeah, not a lot of detail. I think some of the numbers she shared are a little misleading. That study that she's using does not use numbers past 2015, and that's, quite frankly, is the time I've been in the legislature. Since then, we've increased the state portion of funding by nearly $1 billion, and we've increased at-risk funding by 60%. So I think it's a little misleading. And if you look at the school aid fund going forward, I would expect another sizable increase this year.
What are you expecting to see in the budget? Obviously, you won't know until you get it, but what do you expect this governor to do when it comes to some of these issues like education and roads?
Well, I think she was pretty clear last night that she will present a road plan in the upcoming budget, whether that's bonding or an additional tax. I'm not sure at this point. I think that she might try to change the structure of the school aid funding a little bit, but we won't know until she presents that budget on the 5th.
Yeah, so the devil in the details. I want to ask you about her plans to reorganize the State Department of Environmental Quality to include some other things and basically a reorganization of that was turned down in the House. What do you think of her plan, and does there need to be some reorganization there?
Well, I fully respect her authority to reorganize the department. The issue with that executive order was that in that order, it struck down three laws from the previous legislature. And if you actually read the resolution that the legislature passed, we referenced that. And we said that we respect her authority to reorganize that department. We would be supportive of working with her. But we believe it stepped beyond her authority to strike down laws from a previous legislature.
Clean water is something that, obviously she talked about in that executive order, and last night she talked about it as well. You don't have to say Flint out loud to know that that's exactly what's being talked about. We want to avoid having another Flint in Michigan. What needs to be done to ensure that we have safe drinking water across the state?
It's not just Flint. It's testing for chemicals like PFAS, which she brought up last night. And if you look what this legislature's been doing, we funded Flint to the tune of $500 million. We put $125 million into PFAS. And I think we're just scratching the surface in those areas. I think we're looking forward to working alongside of her on making sure everybody has clean drinking water.
Still seems to be a spirit of working together and cooperation. We'll see if that continues beyond the time that the budget is released. And Shane, we'll talk, if not before, we'll certainly talk when you get that budget in your hands.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.